This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
And I need all of you to stop what you're doing and listen.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
It's absolutely ludicrous that in a country that calls itself free, we cannot, or our farmers cannot, travel across state lines for raw milk.
Robert Scott Bell.
At least 15 high school students are suffering from an illness that causes them to have uncontrollable twitching and verbal outbursts.
Contaminated rock and fill and soil was used to build the new school.
Robert Scott Bell.
Paula Deen, the Butter Queen, kept her diagnosis of type 2 diabetes a secret.
You waited until you got a big pharmaceutical company to pay you.
Taking on bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom and making sense out of medical propaganda. The voice of health, freedom, and liberty, Robert Scott Bell.
Hey, y'all, how's your wellness hanging tonight? I've never opened with that. How's your wellness hanging, Super Don? And like, wait, where do I look? I'm not sure. I'm a little intimidated by the question. Getting personal, yes. Aren't we? How's your wellness hanging? You know, do we do shows about wellness? Is that fair to say? Or do we do shows
wellness.
About awesome wellness and awesomeness, right?
It's one of those kind of trendy words, right? It's kind of a buzzword, wellness.
Wellness.
Are we a wellness show?
It's sort of like natural. Is it really defined?
Yes.
What is wellness? I guess, you know, you got to find a way to survive the government, you know, definitions, right? Because if government has defined something, they're going to regulate it. And they're going to say you need a license to do it, to talk about it. How long will it be before we'll have to have a license to speak about health? Because the kind of health we talk about is not the kind that's sanctioned by those who write not the book official stories like Liam Sheff wrote, but write the official stories that they don't want questioned, for instance, you know, about just about any topic. And, you know, over the last few days, it's really ratcheted up in intensity. Not only, you know, the news about the Pinterest censorship of just kicking people off the platform and companies off the platform and nonprofits off the platform who don't toe the party line when it comes to vaccination. But, you know, what about talking about health and wellness regarding what you eat? Well, we do that all of the time here. Obviously, food is a big part of the show. And, of course, during the Christmas holiday season, it becomes a bigger part of the season. And a lot of people have insights, and we love to share those insights about, hey, how can you have a healthier, right, Christmas time? How can you have a healthier Thanksgiving? What can you do to survive it? Now, I don't see anything wrong with bringing those things up and bringing those topics into the discussion. You know, eating a non-GMO or an organic non-GMO Christmas dinner, for instance. But some people, like our first, let's say, article in question, would call what we are purveying toxic wellness. Toxic wellness.
Toxic wellness. That's like jumbo shrimp.
Yeah, it's another wonderful oxymoron added to the lexicon here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Toxic wellness is your Christmas under threat, because you know what we work all year hard on all year is to ruin your Christmas every year with toxic wellness. What? Like, you know, we want your turkeys. If you're not vegetarian, you're gonna eat a turkey or a ham. I mean, again, there's issues of it's not kosher. We recognize that, but there are people that we'd like, you know, find those farmers, or if you're not your own farmer, that are growing these animals with organic non-GMO foods, species-appropriate diets even. And somehow that equates to toxic wellness, according to Sophie Medlin, writing for Forbes magazine online. According to the Global Wellness Institute, she quotes, the global wellness industry was worth $4.7 trillion to the global economy in 2017. Dude, I'd like to have a little piece of that, Super Don.
No kidding, right?
Where's our fair share, right? Within this, the nutrition and weight loss sector attributes $702 billion to that figure. That's a huge number, I think. Although when it comes to the 20, I don't know, $2 trillion, the U.S. Corporate is in debt, and they're holding all those Social Security card holders indebted to that, and their children and grandchildren if they participate in that system. I think that would be toxic disassembly of their spiritual essence. But I don't think Sophie would understand anything I'm talking about here from Forbes. Now, she talks about unsolicited nutrition advice. Is she...
Oh, shut up.
Yeah, yeah, I know.
Hate that.
God. Is she a dietitian by trade and training? Is she? Because I don't know. I haven't read into her, you know.
Oh, what's her career? Scrolling. All right. Mm-hmm. This woman, what's her name? It's
Sophie Medlin.
From
Forbes, yeah. Does it give any information on who
she is? A lecturer in nutrition and dietetics at King's College London, and okay, a freelance dietitian.
She's a dietitian. Okay.
Yes. Yeah.
That, you know, say no more. You know, what do we got from there? The first thing she then goes into is porridge. Please, sir, can I have some more?
Well, she is from the UK. So.
A little bit of Oliver she brings into the mix. Unsolicited advice telling you, you know, with headlines like 6 porridge mistakes that could be setting you up for weight gain, right? Of course, the main porridge mistake everybody is making today is that they're not eating their porridge with organic oats, and it's filled with glyphosate. Would Sophie say that's toxic wellness? I would say that's toxic eating. Even if you think porridge is good for you, if the oats are soaked in glyphosate, not good. But she'll pick on gluten in a moment and mention nothing of glyphosate. So she goes on this tirade, I could call it, of science versus celebrity. Science versus celebrity. Okay, who does she bring out today? Gwyneth Paltrow and Goop.
Of course.
The Goop Empire. Yeah. I don't know how big Goop is.
Right, Goop is huge,
website.
Dude.
Is it big?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Gwyneth Paltrow has really done well for herself.
Okay. So she's a really good businesswoman. She acts fine.
I read an article about Gwyneth Paltrow and what she does and how she got to where she's at and the way that she conducts business. And she's awesome. She's my hero. I mean, she's really done a great job. Yeah.
But they are upset with her because she has, like, wellness in her website that's not approved and sanctioned by dietitians, right?
Well, and so, centered around scientific fact is what it says. It's not centered around scientific fact.
Yeah.
Well just about branding, right. Marketing, and celebrity endorsement, because, you know, drugs are not about branding, marketing, or celebrity endorsement.
No, right? Not at all. They would never go to any of those things to make sure.
They wouldn't hire Larry the Cable Guy to try and get you to take Prilosec,
no,
would they?
Of course not. No. Yeah, yeah. Mention the race car drivers, sports athletes to promote things, politicians. No, they would never stoop to that. They would goop to that. Gwyneth Paltrow would goop to that. And you know, she's like upset. She says, when healthcare professionals speak out against poor and potentially dangerous nutritional advice, they're met with responses such, oh, that research is outdated. Oh, you were taught wrong. Or everybody's new favorite, fake news. Right? I love that. That is being used against official nutritional advice. That's fake news. That, to me, that makes me happy. But not this lady. She says, the consequences this has on our healthcare system. You know what? In England, you don't have a healthcare system. You have a disease management system. It's socialized single-payer disease management. NHS is managing diseases. And if they vaccinate you, they're creating diseases. Okay? All right, Sophie? I'm going to put it real. We got to get real with you here. Those who are actually engaged with their health are constantly saturated by conflicting messages from social media. Really? And, you know, that word saturated I love, because then they'll often vilify. Saturated fat! Robert's not afraid of saturated fat. No, this show is dripping with goop, I guess. I don't know Gwyneth Paltrow, but saturated fat, yes, we endorse and embrace. It's good for you. Healthy, non-toxic, not loaded with glyphosate or heavy metals. Healthy fat includes saturated fat. You need it. But nutritionists know this. Dietitians don't. Dietitians still believe cholesterol causes heart disease. So, fake news? Yeah. This person is a purveyor of fake nutritional news. Sponsored by what? GlaxoSmithKline, Coca-Cola, PepsiCo, etc. And she's upset with Gwyneth Paltrow for promoting a more organic lifestyle. Now, she, the soapy lady from Forbes, says, well, the wellness industry is really doing a lot of harm to poor people. Because while millennials are eating avocado on toast, if they can afford it, and of course gluten-free because gluten is evil, there's an asterisk there, what does it say to those who can't afford this perceived luxury of wellness? And of course, Super Don, you and I both know, I like avocados. I'll occasionally have it on toast. But if you make it at home, it doesn't cost you enough to stop you from eating cereal and milk if that's what you want to. And she's saying you can't afford cereal and milk if you have avocado and toast. But perhaps she's only talking about going out to eat at frou-frou millennial restaurants. I don't know, is Sophie a millennial, too, on top of being a dietitian in England?
Not sure about the age of Sophie.
All right, so let's go into psychiatric labels. She supports the label orthorexia, right? She wants you to maybe healthy eating, but how can you tell the difference between that and orthorexia? Because if you demonize foods that you equate to be sinful, I don't think we talk about that foods in that way necessarily. Some people say sinfully delicious, right? Chocolate cake, whatever. But they're saying you're not going to be able to go out to eat. You won't be able to go out and enjoy Christmas holiday parties. Now, granted, there might be people that begin to realize that glyphosate-infested chocolate cake may not be the best for them, and they might decline it. But are they better off for it or worse off for it? Are we worried about how they party on with their friends? Or are we really worried about and concerned about their health? Because if I go to someplace that has a party with food that I can't eat, I don't have a problem with not eating. I don't expect that anything I get at a party I can eat. I plan ahead. Now, that's changing as consciousness shifts, but she calls it orthorexia. So now all our Christmas parties have to be orthorexics only, Super Don. So we bring the right kind of food to enjoy.
But you obviously are antisocial. You're probably suffering from depression and anxiety.
Not at all.
And listen. Yeah. You got to be fair. There are people out there that take it way too far, and we've discussed
this
before.
Sure, we acknowledge that. Right.
I mean, it is legitimate.
I think we got to take a lighthearted approach to a serious topic here. And, you know, I will agree with her because she brings up in this article about the ketogenic thing. You know, and others that were not ketogenic, they'll vilify you. Vegans vilify paleo and vice versa. I got no argument with that. That we've seen. And I think we're more, I hesitate to use fair and balanced as a descriptor. But honestly, when we talk about these things, ultimately I say, listen to your body cells. Not Sophie and Forbes, not even Robert Scabell here on the Robert Scabell Show. Clean up your act, clean up your diet, and then follow on what your body is going to communicate to you. If they call it orthorexia, screw them if they can't take a joke. I mean, we're lighthearted about that. Obviously, they think it's serious. And there are some people that have abnormalities in terms of how they look at food. But there may be other serious deficiencies, fat deficiencies, heavy metal toxicity that dietitians don't get.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
In all my years of radio, I've never seen anything like this.
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
For thousands of years, silver has played an essential role in safeguarding human health. Robert Scott Bell Show listeners know that Sovereign Silver, bioactive silver hydrosol, is the purest and most effective form of silver available. Only Sovereign Silver contains the smallest and most active particles in every bottle, each batch rigorously safety tested to guarantee the highest quality. At only 10 parts per million, Sovereign Silver outperforms other colloidal silvers 50 times more concentrated. Sovereign Silver acts faster than echinacea, oil of oregano, and other immune products, tastes like water, and has more uses than anything else for the immune system. And Sovereign Silver now comes in a topical first aid gel. Use Sovereign Silver gel on cuts, scrapes, minor burns, bug bites, itching, eczema, diaper rash, and more. Sovereign Silver is the number one selling silver brand in the U.S. For a free information packet to order or for a store near you, call 888-328-8840. That's 888-328-8840 or visit sovereignsilver.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to produce an endless supply of nano-sized silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. Silver Lung. With the addition of our unique lung delivery system, respiratory infections are targeted directly, where traditional oral administration simply cannot reach. This pioneering method also preserves the original particle sizes and delivers your silver solution directly into the bloodstream. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at silverlungs.com. That's silverlungs.com.
We know you've had Dragon's Breath in the morning, but you've got to experience Dragon's Breath at night. Wolf Hill Ammo's Dragon's Breath, an incendiary shotgun round in 12-gauge, 20-gauge, and a 410 with an amazing muzzle flash and a fireball that launches up to 125 yards. Pure fun to shoot. At Wolf Hill Ammo, we love shotguns and offer the best specialty shotgun ammo on the market. Visit WolfHillAmmo.com to see our large selection of specialty shotgun ammo at great prices with flat rate shipping. WolfHillAmmo.com.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry My Pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose.
And here's Mike's best offer ever. My Pillow is now offering 50% off their 4-pack special plus free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's 50% off plus free shipping. Don't delay. Order now.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Rocking the health world to the power of radio. It's the Robert Scott Bell Show.
All right, I want to remind y'all to pick up, hey, Secret Ingredients, the movie. .com, secretingredientsmovie.com, I think it's called. And if you go there, you can actually... I went there earlier today, Superdome, because I was talking to a nice 80-year-old grandma who reached out for help with her daughter's kid having some medical issues, although not vaccinated, so that was great. But there were some other lingering issues. And she said, you know, I'm having the most trouble with the son-in-law. Okay, anybody who's a mom-in-law, you know what that's like, okay? Or, you know, the in-law thing. But he's apparently from Hispanic heritage and brings home burritos and everything else. I don't know from where. And this kid has some respiratory issues, if I'm not mistaken, if I remember correctly. And I said, all right, don't try to convince your son-in-law of what's good to eat or not eat. Go get Secret Ingredients Movie, secretingredientsmovie.com. You can rent it, it's stream online, or you can buy it. And just sit down as a family. Get together with family night, because she lives right next door to her daughter and their family. I said, do a movie night. Watch this film. And I will tell you that people that don't get it at all or don't want to get it at all on the issue we opened with, quality of food, cleanliness of food, organic, non-GMO food, will see for the first time, and now they'll have to take massive amounts of medication from their doctor or psychiatrist to not eat cleaner. You will witness something that you know, again, you want to convince anybody, stop wasting your breath. Just get secretingredientsmovie.com, and then you'll see what I'm talking about when you see it, if you haven't seen it already. All right, is this an I told you so coming up? Because I haven't primed it or anything, this story. It's sort of, you know how I've been drinking yerba mate for a long time? A long time.
Well, and we had, if you remember, we had I can't remember where it came from. It was a question. I think it might have been from YouTube. about yerba mate having some concerns about that there were some things in it that might not be good for you. Remember that?
Right, right. Yeah, I think we answered that pretty well, and she was happy with the answer. But now we have another article on mate, and it says long-term consumption of yerba mate is found to strengthen your digestive system. Well, another benefit of an amazing plant. Now, this plant is within the holly family, and it does have what they call caffeine, but, you know, I've looked at it, and some have argued it's matine, M-A-T-E-N, instead of caffeine. And what it is caffeine, but sort of it chemically same thing, but it sits in space differently. They call it a stereoisomer. I tend to look at it that way because I cannot, like Super Don can drink coffee. If I have half a cup, I can get jittery. You know, so I'll have it very rarely. I like the taste of it. I won't put any sugar or milk or cream in it. I'm going to go, listen, a gourmet cup of black coffee, a real good source and origin, organic, I can appreciate it. But I can't do it a lot. So if I'm looking for a lift and uplifting, I found this to be so amazing. I started reading about yerba mate many years ago. And it has an energetic aspect or element, but more of an adaptogenic response to the body, not a depleting of the adrenals. Different from what coffee can be used as a crutch if you have nothing left. You're like, oh, I need the energy. Caffeinate me, right? And it's not just coffee, other things with caffeine. So here you have this ability to be energized, but it's a minerally rich plant-based substance of the holly family. And they're talking about the benefit to the digestive system, specifically fat metabolism. And they actually ran a test on what they call adiposity. You know, the likelihood or the proclivity for, you know, holding fat around the middle, retaining fat. And they noticed when they did the test on mate, drinking mate, that you had, they call it a choleritic agent. It increases your ability to poop solid matter, so it helps with bowel movements, make you more regularly. But interestingly enough, it talks about producing bile by the liver, and digestion of lipids or fats. So yerba mate increases the amount of fat metabolized by your body, and they say there's less storage at that point. So could this be the latest, greatest weight loss fad? No, I don't want it to be a weight loss fad. I want it to be a healthy part of your daily diet if you do well on it. Again, listen to your body. I do very well with mate. I don't do very well with coffee. Find out if you can't tolerate coffee, you need a little lift, look into mate. There's a lot of drinks out there that are soft drinks that are sweetened and everything. I would only do it with stevia, but that's just me. And Super Don, have I ever sent you mate to try? Because I know you're such a coffee drinker. No. I wouldn't expect you to drink the muddy, dirty stuff.
I've intended to, but I have not yet tried it. Because there are some places around here, up here in Oregon, I don't know how it is.
Remember when we were up there visiting?
Yeah,
they had
absolutely.
Like the little Dutch Brothers coffee stops, right? You can pull up to it.
Yeah, they, yep.
And they had mate.
Yeah.
I know. I just that was a memory you flooded me with. I remember going up. I was being so amazing. You can get that at a coffee place. So I'm sure it's old news by now. By the way, the study was published in the Journal of Medicinal Food, talking about the weight loss benefits of yerba mate. If that's your goal, I think it's much better than just for weight loss. All right, back with the question of the day after this.
Heavens, what kind of radio show is this?
The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Do you really want to rely on medical doctors for better health? Or would you rather know the secret to unlocking your immune system to help your body fight off disease naturally? Hey, this is RSB, and after a quarter century of healing research, I'd like to share with you my secret to optimal health. It's my immune system. It's what keeps me healthy while naturally preventing sickness. So how do I keep myself and my family from getting sick? It includes the premium supplements I get from Better Way Health, especially Transfer Points Beta-1 3D Glucan. Go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Better Way Health only carries the highest quality supplements on the market. They're the nation's number one retailer of Transfer Point Beta-Glucan, which is an immune system supplement that outperforms top competitors 16-1. I've teamed up with Better Way Health to save big on all these natural supplements. All you need to do is go to betterwayhealth.com/radio to get your exclusive RSB show discount today. Again, that's betterwayhealth.com/radio.
USA Radio News.
Regarding a government shutdown, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell says the president is doing what he can to reach across the aisle.
We'll have more to say about that hopefully a little bit later, about what the president is willing to sign. I might say the administration is extremely flexible. on this issue and were obviously consulted before I sat down with Senator Schumer and Senator Leahy.
Gun Owners of America and its foundation said they will challenge the Trump administration's new ban on bump stocks and seek a court order to block the rule. The DOJ issued a final rule that would ban the device, which allows semi-automatic weapons to be fired much more rapidly. Actress Penny Marshall of Laverne and Shirley fame is dead at the age of 75. Marshall died Monday night in her California home due to complications from diabetes. This is USA Radio News.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995. Immediately. That's 800-605-6995. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-605-6995 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-605-6995. That's 800-605-6995. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-605-6995 for your free author submission kit.
Folks, this is very important information. What's to be said about CBD? AncientLifeOil.com. Our CBD is made from hemp and has 0.003 THC, which means this wonderful product won't get you high. No matter what amount you take, what does CBD do for the body? My hands are tied. But you can Google CBD benefits and be astounded. When you're finished reading, you'll want to log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com and purchase. Life is good when you feel good. People are tired of pain. People are asking for non-GMO organic products to help them with, you fill in the blank. Legal in 49 states, and again, our CBD is made from hemp. Ancient Life Oil is about helping people, one by one by one. If you wonder how good the product is, the CEO takes it every day. Without miss. AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Have a great day.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So how'd it go for Jake?
Did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bureaucrats and corporations that would stand in the way of health freedom. Here's Robert.
Checking out the show notes, are you? I sure hope so. Go to robertscottbell.com. Sign up for email alerts. We do occasional blasts now, thanks to Superdun, giving you access to wellness summits, I guess. that keyword, wellness. Is it toxic wellness? The fasting summit is going to be really awesome. I participated in that, thanks to Dr. David Jockers. And if you haven't already signed up, please do so. And all the links, the banners you see there, support those who support this message of health, freedom, and healing liberty 2 hours a day, 6 days a week. And we're grateful for all of y'all for doing that. We're going to have Stuart Tompk on from CV Sciences. What is life like after the Farm Bill goes into effect related to the cannabis industry, specifically hemp, because it's not so much about the marijuana thing, but the hemp side of things. And we'll check in with Stuart to see how things are rolling at this point. I don't know that there's been a signing event with Donald Trump signing the Farm Bill yet. I think we would have seen that and known about that. I haven't seen that yet. Have you, Super Don?
I think he's multitasking again. Oh, well. All right. No worries. We'll find out in a little while. In the meantime, I think we'll try to answer
I'm here.
Question. Oh, there he
I'm
is.
I'm here.
Hello.
Okay. Stuart Conk called me.
He called me on the phone,
so I'm sorry I had to take the phone call, and he wanted me to let you know that he's going to be here on the show, and the last time that he was on, you told him, make sure you have a headset, and you're all set to go, and so he was checking in to let you know that he is all set, and he will probably be home on time. But if he isn't, he's got his headset, and he will be here.
This is the old Jewish mother in me. I'm worrying, always worrying, right? Are you going to be here? Are you going to be there? Be safe.
Yeah, that's funny.
Well, that explains it. Right. That was an excused temporary absence, Superdoc.
Yes.
But the thing is, once we get set up and have an interface via video in the new year, that's the plan. Michael Holden, be at the ready. Help me out with this. We'll have a studio cam, and I'll be able to say, oh, he's talking to somebody on the phone. I won't go to him. That'll be a nice visual.
All this time, how long have we been doing these live videos? I mean, it's been, like a couple of years now, right? I mean,
I don't know. Has it been
a year? I can't remember. Yeah. You have to shave. You have to, like, comb your hair and all that stuff. Now I'm going to have to do that now.
Well, again, we could have you on, like, the fuzzy camera, the blurry camera. You can smear Vaseline on the camera.
Just the silhouette, right?
That's right.
Yeah, there you go.
I don't mind. Just so long as I kind of see the silhouette. Oh, he's talking on the phone. And then that won't be okay. All right, help me out with this because you have access to the question of the day. I'm just going to play it.
Okay.
That's the wrong one. Let's try this one. See, I told you, we got to find a way to lighten up because it was so intense on Sunday that silliness needs to infuse itself into today's show. Not so much seriousness, silliness, and that's where we might not be going with this question. Uh-oh.
Excuse me. I'd like to ask you a few questions.
All right, question of the day coming through. Where's this one coming from? Did this come from the website or through social media? Where was this submitted?
This was from robertscottbell.com, where anybody can ask a question. If you want, you just go to the website, you click on Contact Us, and submit your question, and we'll do exactly what we're doing right here. This comes from somebody, oh, man, I think this must be a guy because it's Houston.
Yes.
That sounds kind of male, Houston.
Right.
And Houston asks... he says, hi, was watching RSB on the Tybee, Bollinger, Cure for Cancer?
Truth About Cancer, probably.
Truth About Cancer. All right, so anyway, he was watching you on there talking about CBD and THC for different cancers.
Right.
And he said, I just got diagnosed with thyroid cancer, and it has spread a lot of places. He says, then he says, hi again. Hi.
Okay.
I am trying to find the latest info on CBD and THC and cancer. I don't know the best RSB shows to listen to. And then he says, signs it to your best, Houston.
Houston. Okay. Well, Superdon, I kind of rely on you. I mean, I would probably get annoyed with someone that says, I can't find, I don't know. I mean, how am I supposed to know? I mean, we do this show 2 hours a day, 6 days a week, right?
Maybe Houston doesn't know this, and that's okay. And so, in case he is listening now, you know, the easiest thing to do, what I did, because, like, we don't have, like, this library of cataloged, you know, things. So we just do the show, and then it's out there for people to listen to. But I went over to the YouTube channel.
Okay.
And I thought, okay, what would happen if I typed in CBD and cancer? Because that's what he wants to know, right?
On our
channel. Yeah, on the YouTube channel. Because
so
there's
these
a little
will be recent th- within the last year or two. Okay.
Well, actually, you get everything. So it's like everything that we've recorded anyway. So there's a little search box. You can type stuff in there and search through the videos that we've got. So a whole bunch of stuff popped up having to do with cancer and CBD. And one in particular was the show that you did live from the Cancer Prevention Convention. And in that particular one, we talked a lot about cancer and cannabis and CBD and THC, and we had the people from My Compassion on and stuff like that. So that right there would be like a perfect place to start, I think. Now here's I guess my two cents on this.
Okay.
That you can go and listen to the shows that we've done. That's great, and you will get information from guests and stuff that we've talked about and stuff like that. But that's just kind of like the launching pad, right? because you're not going to get all the information that you need
right.
just by listening to the show. You also got to do the homework and do the – because, listen, cancer, dude, I mean, that's a serious thing, right? And there's a lot of information and a lot of good resources that we can give you,
mm-hmm.
but then you've got to follow up on those resources. Contact people like My Compassion, right?
Well, and I'll also say this. It's more than just about a CBD-THC issue.
Exactly, yeah.
You know, if you've listened to some of the shows we've done with, well, not only Ty on cancer, but Chris Barr, not a doc. We've talked about very specific protocols for cancers, including thyroid cancer. So would I recommend using CBD? Absolutely. But would I rely on it solely? No. I'm going to increase selenium levels significantly. Thyroid, selenium. Thyroid, selenium. Iodine, too, but iodine in the absence of selenium is almost worthless. So selenium, iodine, sure, add that in. Chromium. Now, what's really important for Houston to know is that silicon is the key mineral, silica, for prevention of metastasis, making it difficult for spread of cancers, which has already apparently happened here. So doing the silica challenge is going to be real critical, Houston. So this, again, goes beyond people looking for a panacea in cannabis. Cannabis is an adjunct. It's one of the most profound tools that we have been missing for 70 years. But it cannot replace the base level mineral nutrition that is missing as well in combination. So go back, or hey, you can go to Not a Nurse and Not a Doc, a special group, a private group on Facebook, and you can ask about protocols there. There's plenty of people help, like people help you here if you're watching on YouTube. People are very helpful. They'll give you information. Similar, there's like chat room there that people would kind of go, oh, you're new? Here's the thing. Look here for that. And so that will help. And, in fact, in the book Ty Bolger and I wrote, we have a whole chapter on cannabis, CBD and THC, which links to articles, peer-reviewed articles on cancer as well, which has expanded greatly since we first wrote the book as well. So that's another thing to do, Houston. But, again, appreciate that. You can do searches on our YouTube channel, RS Bell Media Channel, which will get you there on YouTube. So thank you, Super Don, for helping out with that one as well.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yes, sir.
And yeah. Now I'm going to play what I thought I was going to play before, but I'm going to play it now. Here we go.
All right. Pass the Gucci on the left hand side. Pass the Gucci on the left hand side. Is that a joint, man?
Hey, it looks like a quarter pounder, man.
All right, cannabis update time. We're sort of already talking about it with the question of the day, but what the heck? What is this a question or comments about mental illness and medical marijuana, right? Is that where I'm looking at here? Why isn't medical marijuana available for mental illness?
Right.
So it says 1 out of every 6 Americans use pharmaceutical drugs to treat an emotional or mental issue. That's sad. That's scary. That's why we call it the United States of Drug America. Now, in nearly every state where the medical cannabis is available, mental illness apparently won't qualify them to use the medical marijuana. Why not? Could it be that all of the lies we were told about how it makes you crazy if you do the marijuana, right? Granted, and we've talked with Stuart Tomp, who's going to be appearing with us next hour, about THC distinctions, CBD distinctions. How certain body, let's say body types, you know, emotional types, how you interact, are you type A, type B, that kind of thing, parasympathetic, sympathetic, how they manifest differently. So THC can cause one person to become paranoid and a little bit mental, so to speak, where another would be completely calm, relaxed, and removed from that state. We have many people suffering with PTSD, soldiers or otherwise. Most, I think, are helped primarily by CBD, but I will not say 100%. Some will respond well to THC. So why is it? Is it just holding on to old patterns, old thought forms, old programs about cannabis causing mental illness as opposed to resolving it? Super Don, do you think some of that's still bleeding through?
Of course it is. And look, I mean, like anything else, cannabis is not a one-size-fits-all. There are some people with certain conditions and certain circumstances that may have, some people might not like the fact that I'm going to say this, but they might have a negative reaction to it. I mean, it's
right.
Possible.
It
but
is.
Generally speaking, you are going to get results from cannabis if used correctly. That is going to surpass what you're going to get from these pharmaceutical drugs without the side effects.
Mm-hmm.
Hands down. I mean, there's just no competition. It's not even close. And I love this article because in this article they point out the fact, I mean, some of these statistics are crazy about how many people are on these pharmaceutical drugs with this mental illness. The effect that it's not only that it's having on people, but there's this this drug called Effexor, right?
Right.
And it says here that so many people are on an Effexor that it's actually ended up, and we've talked about this, in the drinking water. So it's like, I haven't seen any tests where they found cannabis in the drinking water. You know what I'm saying? Oh, there's cannabis in the tap water. No, fish are getting cannabis.
Yeah, no, I don't see it. And it's a normal metabolite from a plant.
Right.
Much different than a synthetic. Going down in this article, and you can read about it, the PTSD, and like I mentioned, they said the usual excuse for rejecting anxiety as a qualifying condition for cannabis or claims that cannabis can exacerbate anxiety or psychosis. Go back in the archives, in especially Stuart Tomk shows, because I don't know which one it was, and we were probably already on YouTube by then, I'm thinking, and we talked about the distinction that certain types are vulnerable to that psychosis, that paranoia that, you know, we make jokes. I don't mean we necessarily make jokes about, but are joked about regarding people who smoke weed and being paranoid. That doesn't happen to everybody. Why? There are distinct differences, distinct needs. And in some cases, it can be helpful for PTSD. Some cases, it can't. But you can't say it in a blanket uniform way. It's the same thing for everybody all of the time. Once again, individualizing treatment, not collectivizing it. Right here on the Robert Scott Bell Show.
Can you repeat the part of the stuff where you said all about the things?
It's the Robert Scott Bell Show. Robert will be right back.
Hey folks, Robert Scott Bell here. More innovation coming from my good friends at Synergy Science and of course the Echo Water that we all know and love and Paul Barrettero. We've got a detox and we've got more help to do it, including Ketox, oral chelation now available, as well as far infrared sauna to sweat it out.
That's right. People are aware of IV chelation, which can be expensive, and it's basically one few-hour session. But this is oral chelation, far more available to the body, and they do it for a three-month period. So they really can go into the zinc fingers of the thyroid and pull out the different heavy metals that are in their system, mercury, lead, these types of things that are really causing problems. And as far as using that in conjunction with the Synergy Sauna is amazing, to be able to hydrate with the Echo Water, go in the sauna, sweat out the toxins, and all during that process, taking Ketox to get rid of the metals, it's an amazing protocol.
All right, learn more at Synergy Science. You can also go to robertswater.com and link it through. 800-337-7017, 800-337-7017. Special discounts for Robert Scott Bell Show listeners.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course, Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
The information is so good, it requires no expiration date. The Robert Scott Bell Show.
Edition. Yeah, it's all holiday edition. Every day is a holy day here on the Robert Scott Bell Show. Is that fair to say, Super Don? Would we say? I mean, this is my healing ministry, so why wouldn't it be a holy thing?
Okay. Yeah. I'm sure. It's a holy, holy cow.
Holly, holy, rock and rolly Christmas this year. How's that?
Indeed.
All right. Well, you know, this year might be safer to be a Jew. Might be safer to be Jewish, based on this story about dangers of Christmas, injuries of Christmas past to Christmas present. You could temporarily be Jewish. You'll be less likely to be harmed by Christmas. No, this is not it's a sort of a Christmas joke, but it's serious. There's a story here about injuries related to Christmas. Going back, how many years does this thing go? Of course, they list Clark Griswold.
This was between 2007 and 2016 is when they kept track, and they went through and looked at the hospital records for injuries connected to Christmas and Christmas products and activities.
So, yeah, this is actually, it was conducted via stats coming right from ERs across the land. And as you can imagine, some of the things Griswold showed us in Christmas Vacation really happened in real life. Not as funny sometimes, but falling from the roof while installing Christmas lighting, being attacked by a squirrel hidden in the Christmas tree, probably based on a true story somewhere, could have happened.
Could be.
Burning
could be.
Down a Christmas tree.
Get this, dude. Check this out. Check this out. Check out this number. They say an estimated 240,626 injuries were due to sleds and toboggans, which I can understand that because, you know, you're outside, you're going fast and stuff. I get that. But they say another major culprit in this number here, holiday decorations, electrical decorations. Now, I guess when I think holiday decorations, I'm thinking like, you know, tinsel and you know, garland and stuff like that. But, you know, some people really go all out with their Christmas decorations. And they have got gigantic blow-up, giant snowman and Santa on a sled on their roof, you know, and gigantic decorated. You have anybody in your neighborhood? Well, actually, I guess you wouldn't know at this point yet, but no, like where you used to live. I mean, you always had that one guy, right, that would just had, you know, just the house,
yeah,
right?
That you could see from outer space. By the way,
yes,
everybody should have some advanced arnica for Christmas haphazards, if you will, that could happen. Topical use there, of course, arnica, homeopathic things. Dr. King has drkings.com. Check that out.
I'm Christmas trees.
Christmas trees are, yeah, a big concern. If they fall on you, I don't know. But if you look at even the toboggans and sleds, it's over a 10-year period, so they're talking $24,000 a year. It still pales in comparison to the proper use, administration, and ingestion of FDA-approved pharmaceutical drugs. So, you know, we're not advocating, Christmas is dangerous, don't do Christmas. Please don't interpret it that way. We're reporting on a story that has a very real,
statistically, issue. Look, statistically, I guess it's not as significant if you look at, you know, the entire population. Although, I did not suspect that this would happen here in this survey, between 2007 and 2016, there were 277 injuries sustained by children who were hurt during interactions with a Santa impersonator. In other words, falling off of Santa's lap or falling while running away in fear.
See, running away. Yeah. But falling off of Santa, I think they should make, you know, the federal government should get involved here and mandate seatbelts for all mall Santas, you know, holiday mall Santas.
Right? Yeah.
But dude,
the part that cracks me up, though, is the kids falling while running away from Santa in fear.
Right. Yeah. I just think, you know, this is the point where you don't hear a lot about Jews having accidents with the menorah or the dreidel.
I'm sure it's had to have happened. Burning yourself or it falls over on your head.
But I'm just saying it's safer to be a Jew during Christmas time, and then you can go back. I'm just saying, if you're really paranoid about becoming injured during Christmas, I'm not saying that you are. Anyway, folks, that's it. A little bit of lightness in the holiday season. Don't become a casualty of a Christmas-based injury. If your kids are going to sit on Santa's lap in the mall, make sure that Santa knows how to hold your kid and doesn't drop them. They don't fall off. Or if your kid's frightened, I don't know what to do about the frightened kid. I don't want to put kids on leashes. I know why they do that. But for now, you let us know what you do to strategize to stay safe during Christmas from injury. Folks, we've got a whole lot more healing to go on the Robert Scott Bell Show, including the suntanning paradox and cannabis, because the power to heal is yours.
Robert Scott Bell Show.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal Hair Care System is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Homemakers,
Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always price less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.